Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bolbarch joined alongside Matt Douglas. Time now for us to return to our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. And today we're shining the spotlight on Elyria Catholic, a really cool program going on in their sophomore English class. And joining us right now is Mrs. Katie Bredeska. Katie, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Katie, of course, is the sophomore English teacher, as you might have imagined. And right now you guys have a very cool project going on where you're telling some really cool stories, making documentaries, and they're connecting people across a classroom or a culture. Katie, give us an idea as to what this program is all about.
Sure, Andy. This is a project that came out of our curriculum, which asked us to look at stories. And we've looked at many different stories from different cultures. We've told our own stories from our family and our own history. And then we decided to take it out into the community and match that up with our social justice calling as a Catholic school. We looked at nonprofits in Lorain County. And what we did was every group got to pick a nonprofit that they were interested in, whether it was the Murray Ridge Center or the Second Harvest Food Bank. And then they got to use their real life skills called made time to meet with them, did some interviewing, and they taped the interviews at the locations. Then they're turning them into documentaries.
Now, this isn't a finished product just yet. You guys are still kind of putting the finishing touches on this, but I think this is a very fascinating step in the process. You mentioned that this is the first time that you guys have done something like this at Elyria Catholic, and it's just so interesting because the kids have a chance to go out there and really experience something that I'm guessing in most cases, Katie, they've never really experienced before.
Right. At Elyria Catholic, we do service for our religion classes, but I don't think they understood how many people in Lorain County there are that are already helping people, how many nonprofits we have set up in our county. And we have represented 41 nonprofits in the county that have said yes to my kids, which I really appreciate because all these adults are helping these kids learn not only life skills, but learn about how we can help each other as a community.
And that's my next question here. It deals with, you know, how the kids have responded to this, because I think working with a nonprofit certainly teaches you a number of different things, and there are so many wonderful nonprofit organizations in the area. What's been the major takeaway, or I guess what have been the major takeaways from the kids so far?
Well, one thing that every group seems to be coming back telling me is that the people have been so nice and so kind. They've been really proud of their nonprofits, and so my students have learned what it looks like to do a job well, and they have been welcomed with open arms. So that is one thing they took away. Another thing is life skills of calling people on the phone, making appointments. Sometimes people say they'll call you back in 10 minutes, and they don't. So they've learned a lot about life that way. But overall, just so many great moments. People that have been so welcoming and answering questions and spending longer with my kids than any of us really anticipated.
I think back to my time as a sophomore taking English. I don't think that we ever did anything remotely close to this, but I think it's fascinating. And, you know, you mentioned yesterday that, you know, learning English in a classroom is certainly very important, but this really kind of gives you an opportunity to interview and communicate and write in a real-world audience with a very important message. And I just kind of wanted to give you a chance to expand on those comments.
Well, I don't think the sophomores really realize that they're doing research papers just in a different way, and they love technology as sophomores do. So they've been able to use things they love. They're digging deep and doing research on their nonprofits. We started with their websites and then other research in the county and statewide. So they're getting those school skills that they need, and then they're able to do it with some music in the background and to tell the story in their own way. One of the parts of the competition is that at the end we will screen all the movies, and I have a panel of experts that's going to pick the best one. I have an anonymous donor that's going to donate $200 to the nonprofit that wins the movie competition. So I think that's a nice way to bring it full circle.
Oh, absolutely it is. And I would imagine, too, that the nonprofit certainly gives a little extra oomph to get behind that, too, right?
Yeah, I think that is one of the reasons they open the doors. But what the kids said to me overwhelmingly, and we were talking about it again today, is people are so nice, and they're willing to help people that are struggling, whether it's that people don't have enough food or don't have stable housing. And I think my students have learned, A, how lucky they are, and B, that there are so many people that are willing to help.
Elyria Catholic sophomore English teacher Katie Bredeska joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series, talking about how the sophomores are connecting with Lorain County nonprofits. Really an incredible project, and so much great work is being done. And well, Katie, let's get into some of the work that is being done. I know you guys aren't done with this just yet, but you know the kids are kind of still putting the finishing touches on these documentaries. Can you share some of the stories that have come out of this so far? I know, again, we're not at the finish line just yet, but what are some stories you could share that some of your students have conveyed to you?
Well, one of the intense stories that came out of this project, I'd say, would be when they went to the Faith House. And they, the Faith House is a place that helps people who are trying to get back on their feet. And my students were really intrigued that they were allowed to interview a family. And they learned, you know, what kinds of things can put us in precarious positions. They were really interested to learn that because they had never seen anybody like that. And just the way that the family let them into their lives. Most of my groups have come back with pictures of themselves and the administrators and the people that they talked to. Another great story was from the Lorain County Dog Kennel, and the two girls that are going there were so taken. Their grandma took them there to do the interview, and then even their grandma was so taken that they want to donate their own money to the kennel, and they decided that they'd like to start doing some volunteer work there. So the project is really reaching outside the classroom walls.
It's always fascinating to find out where these ideas come from, and you mentioned this is the first year that you guys have done this. Oh. Where did this idea originate from?
I got the idea, as all teachers get all good ideas, from another teacher that's in another high school working and did this project in Cuyahoga County. So I was happy to bring it to Lorain County and tweak it to make it our own. But it's always nice to get help from colleagues.
Well, and certainly it seems like the kids have taken to it and they're really running with it as well. And take us through the timeline, you know, the beginning process straight through the finishing touches, which I know you guys are putting on it right now. What are the steps necessary along the way before completing this?
Well, we started about, at this point, we started about 3 weeks back, and we did some brainstorming. The kids got to pick their own partners so they'd be comfortable working, and then deciding where their passions lie. Some people wanted to look into those who help little kids. Some people wanted to look into those that were hungry and how we help them. And then that took us through our brainstorming. We did some research that took through the second week. And then last week we were busy writing storyboards so we would have a story to tell. They use their own time, and many of them are starting to drive, but in some cases their parents getting them to the nonprofit. They videotaped mostly on their own phones. And this week we are piecing together videos, finding good music, and doing our voiceovers.
Nice. Well, and most importantly here, when will these be available? Like, when will people be able to go online and check these videos out?
Well, we will be completing the project on Tuesday, the 19th of February, and then we will be screening them in the school. The kids are anxious to see each other's movies, of course, and then we will be putting them up on the EC website and sharing them with the world.
Very nice. This is really cool, and I think it's interesting, too. You mentioned something that just kind of blew me away there. I mean, I just didn't realize it, you know. They're only 15, 16 years old. You mentioned a lot of these kids are just still learning how to drive, and here they are going out there helping out with all these nonprofits. And as you mentioned, too, it's certainly a learning experience and certainly a bit of an eye-opener as well.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the biggest takeaways you hope that the kids come away from this project with?
Well, I would love for them to think that they can make a difference, that they meet these individual people in their individual places and see what a difference they are making. I'd love my students to think that they don't have to wait till they grow up to make a difference. They can start today, that we have an obligation to help those who are less fortunate than we are. And then we also can take away that communication is so important and telling our stories, and especially telling the stories of those who can't speak for themselves.
Very cool stuff. I mean, as a 15, 16-year-old kid, it's pretty interesting to hear what they're going through right now. And this sounds like a pretty cool project. And it seems like the kids have really taken to this. And, boy, correct me if I'm wrong here, Katie, but it sounds like they're having a lot of fun with it.
They really are. If you hand a kid a worksheet, like, of course we have to do in the classroom, it's one thing. But if you say, go find something that you're passionate about, like there's a nonprofit that rescues cats, and the boys that are doing that are so into it. And there were just so many cats in their videos, and they're having such a great time. I have a couple boys that are studying the Civil Air Patrol, who's another nonprofit in Lorain County that they've been involved with. So you see them having fun, but what they don't realize is how much they're learning along with the fun.
Sure. And putting a documentary together, that takes a lot of work, but it does make it a heck of a lot easier if you've got some really good subject matter, and what sure sounds like they've got tons of it here.
They do, and they picked it themselves. And one other thing they learned is how to be resilient and persevere, because sometimes the place didn't want to work with them. Sometimes they had to call a lot of times to get with an administrator that was willing to meet with them. Sometimes they made appointments, and then the person got tied up. Even yesterday, somebody was meeting someone who ended up being in court, and so they ended up doing a phone interview. So they're learning how to work around real-world problems and how to communicate as well.
Certainly some valuable lessons as a 15 or 16-year-old, no doubt about that. Well, Katie, this is a lot of fun. Thank you so much for spending some time talking with us about this project. Really incredible stuff, and we look forward to seeing the final results. You mentioned next Tuesday is when they'll be finished?
Tuesday's the day.
All right, good stuff. Well, Katie, thank you again so much for joining us. This was a blast.
All right, thanks for having me. I appreciate the time.
Thank you very much, Katie. Again, that's Katie Berdeskis, sophomore English teacher at Elyria Catholic, stopping by to tell us all about this really cool project that they have with the students putting together documentaries. And it's really fun stuff, working with nonprofits here in Lorain County. Absolutely fantastic. It's all part of our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. We need to get to a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt Douglas and I will return with more after this here on AM 930 WEOL.